I want to tell you a story today about one of the kings of Judah named Asa. I believe this story helps shed an interesting light on our lives and even our current situation. King Asa was a good king. He did a lot of great things. He issued reform in Judah. He removed pagan altars. He told the people of Judah to seek the Lord and carry out the Lord's instructions and commands. And under him, there was peace. During this peace, Asa built fortified cities with walls and towers. In battle, Asa trusted the Lord and cried out to him for deliverance. He asked the Lord for strength. Listen to Asa's mindset based on what it says in 2 Chronicles 14:11. Then Asa cried out to the Lord, his God, "Lord, there is no one beside you to help the mighty and those without strength. Help us, Lord our God, for we depend on you, and in your name we have come against this large army. Lord, you are our God. Do not let a mere mortal hinder you." Asa gets it. He trusts in the Lord, and the Lord delivers him. In 2 Chronicles 15:17, it says that Asa was wholeheartedly devoted his entire life. It is good to trust the Lord. However, we see that as Asa got older, he started to trust in the Lord less and less. He makes a diplomatic treaty and trust in that treaty that he makes, as opposed to trusting the Lord or seeking the Lord. Then God sends a prophet named Hanani to call him out, saying, "You have been foolish and didn't listen to the Lord and didn't seek him." Asa does not respond well to this exhortation. He throws God's prophet into prison, which is never a good idea. Eventually, as Asa gets older, he develops a disease in his feet. Some think that this is diabetes, and that Asa developed gangrene in his feet. Regardless of what the disease was, Asa turns to the physicians to help him and does not seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles 16:12 says, "Yet even in his disease, he didn't seek the Lord, but only the physicians." Then Asa died and was buried next to his fathers. Asa's sin was not that he sought the physicians, but rather failing to turn to the Lord, failing to trust in God. This passage, I believe, reveals to us an interesting point about the condition of our hearts. I believe that this passage shows us that our natural tendency is to trust in ourselves, not to trust in God. Even when overall Asa's life had been one of trust in God and faithfulness to him, toward the end of his life, he turned from trusting the Lord. Much like Asa, even when we have trusted in the Lord so many times before, our tendency is still to trust in ourselves. The difficult thing to do is continue. Continue to trust the Lord. Your natural tendency may not be to trust him. Proverbs 3:5-8 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." What will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones? To trust in Jesus, to submit to him in all of your ways, to not be like Asa, but to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I'm reminded of the words of the famous hymn, and my hope is that the cry of our hearts would be the words of this hymn. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. May God give us grace to trust not in ourselves, but trust solely in Jesus Christ, even when our tendency is to trust ourselves. Thanks for listening.